5, and let's take a look at our measures for introduction. Could you read those for us, please?
Jack Krieger, members of the committee. LC 1235 relating to post-secondary instructional material. LC 2042 relating to theft. LC 2259 relating to enhanced penalties for the use of a firearm during commission of a felony. LC 3024 relating to causes of action involving outdoor recreational activities. LC 3037 relating to crime. LC 3038 relating to sentencing. LC 3039 relating to controlled substances. LC 3040 relating to crime victim notification. LC 3041 relating to sentencing. LC 3053 relating to criminal non-support. LC 3068 relating to proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to an appropriation limitation. LC 3075 relating to law enforcement Medal of Honor and appropriating money. LC 3288 relating to division of assets of spouses and domestic relation proceedings. LC 3356 relating to effective financing statements for farm products. LC 3358 relating to trust deeds. LC 3359 relating to financial institutions. LC 3360 relating to disclosure of financial institution records. LC 3361 relating to unlawful discrimination based on age by place of public accommodation. LC 3364 relating to protection of vulnerable persons.
Mr. Chair.
Representative McPherson.
I move that the LC drafts just read by the counsel to the committee be introduced as committee bills in block.
Okay, Representative McPherson moves the before read bills be moved in block. Any questions, objections? If not, so done. Okay, we'll open the work session on House Bill 2469.
Chair Krieger, members of the committee, House Bill 2469 was filed at the request of the Oregon Bar, Oregon State Bar Taxation Section. It excludes Oregon special marital property from the estate of a decedent for state inheritance tax purposes. It defines Oregon special marital property and it establishes procedures to elect assets as Oregon special marital property. Just a quick explanation of why this bill was introduced. It came about because of the disconnect in the federal and state inheritance tax deductions. After the change, I think it was in 2001, of the federal inheritance deduction, which it increased and is set to continue to increase until 2009, Oregon's inheritance tax deduction did not follow that. It did not stay connected. So there is a concern now, or there's a problem with trusts and the way that married couples set up their estate planning because of that disconnect. And the purpose of this is to allow those couples to set aside certain funds for federal tax purposes and to set aside this and to qualify them for marital or for state tax purposes as well. It is something they could already do if they change their trust or change their will, and this just allows an easier process which can be done automatically. I can answer any further questions. It's somewhat of a complicated process.
Was there a need to send this to Representative Butler's committee? I thought there was something we were going to do on that.
I'm sorry, there is a subsequent referral to the Revenue Committee.
Okay. Any questions on the bill? Make a motion.
Mr. Chair. I move that House Bill 2469 be moved out of committee with a due pass recommendation but subject to the subsequent referral to the Revenue Committee.
Here, Representative McPherson has moved House Bill 2469 with a referral to the Rules Committee. Any further questions? Revenue Committee. Call the roll, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores? Excused. Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
She's somewhere in the building, but I don't know where.
Okay. Representative Wirth?
Aye.
Vice Chairman Person?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. House Bill 2469 has been moved. Okay, go to the work session on House Bill 2547.
Chair Krieger, members of the committees, House Bill 2547 increases the maximum value from $140,000 to $200,000 of estates that may file small estate affidavits. Small estate affidavit proceedings are a simplified process as opposed to going to full-blown probate. It just requires the one of the people that is set to receive assets from the decedent to file an affidavit setting forth the assets. It's basically doesn't have the judicial oversight that a full-blown probate proceeding has, and it costs quite a bit less because there's not as many there's not the attorney's fees and there's not as many requirements in that process.
Need a motion, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I was the chief co-sponsor of this bill, and I just want to note for the record that there was no opposition in the subcommittee to this bill. Therefore, I will move that House Bill 2547 be referred to the House with a due pass recommendation with placement on the consent calendar.
Okay. Representative Ackerman has moved the bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation to be placed on the consent calendar. Any comments, objections? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores? Excuse. Representative Girard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Worth?
Aye.
Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye.
House Bill 2547 has moved to the floor with the due pass recommendation on the consent calendar. Also on this bill, you're going to be the carrier?
Yes.
Ackerman. And on the first bill, I believe you're supposed to be the carrier. Is that correct? 2469, we didn't cover that?
I represent Flores as the carrier. Is that what you asked me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Flores.
It will be Flores?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll notify her of that when she gets back. We'll open up a work session on House Bill 2548.
Chair Krieger, members of the committee, House Bill 2548 is a very simple bill. It requires circuit courts order arbitration in cases where the amount is $50,000 or less. Currently, circuit courts must order arbitration if the amount is $25,000 or less, and they can choose to do it if it's $50,000 or less. A handful of circuit courts currently have that $50,000 limit. I'm not sure exactly the number of that, but that's...
Representative Ackerman.
Yes, once again, Mr. Chairman, there was no opposition to this bill in the subcommittee. It does increase the mandatory amount for which civil cases are remanded for or get into the arbitration process in circuit court. Most of the evidence before the committee indicated this is a great savings to litigants because the arbitration process is much more expedient and easier to get through. Likewise, it's a tremendous saving of court time since every day in arbitration means that there's one or two days of court time which is saved. So therefore, I will move that House Bill 2548 be forwarded to the House with a due pass recommendation with placement on the consent calendar.
Okay, Representative Ackerman has moved House Bill 2548 to the floor with a due pass recommendation to be placed on the consent calendar. Any questions? And he will be the carrier of this one too, right?
Right.
Okay, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores? Excuse. Representative Girard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Worth?
Aye.
Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye.
House Bill 2548 has moved to the floor with a due pass beyond the consent calendar. Before we leave today, we have another little issue we have to take up, but we will be officially adjourned. Mr. Olson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'd like to inform this committee that...